Well, you're in an intriguing position here in camp because you have a veteran like James Casey. You have the young guys being able to help you out. What's it like going through these first couple of days of the rookie workouts?
Well, it's good to have a guy like Casey around, all the veterans around, really, and then having a guy like Derek who has played multiple positions to help us out. And then Ertz, I mean, we're both coming in as rookies. We're both kind of pushing each other, trying to get better, but it's good having that leader to kind of direct us a little bit, kind of show us the ropes, just as far as being a professional, that aspect.
As a rookie free agent trying to make a way onto the roster, how do you view the competition, not just at your position group, but among the entire 53-man roster?
I mean, the way I look at it is I just try to control what I control. I don't want to count my plays, but I want to make my plays count. Make the most of the opportunity I've been blessed with, and take it from there.
What was the mindset like when you selected the Eagles? Was it trying to find the best opportunity, the best fit, you know, where you might find a role? How did that all come into fruition?
Yeah, that all came into play. I mean, I picked Philly. I thought it was the best opportunity for me. You know, I really like Chip Kelly, the coaches here, my position coach, Coach Williams, and everybody really here. That really made me feel at home when I came here for rookie minicamp, and I'm just honored for the chance to be able to stay here and compete for training camp.
So what's it like playing as a tight end in Chip Kelly's offense?
You know, you do everything. You know, you're not even just a tight end. You're a tight end. You're a fullback. You're a slot receiver. You're out wide. So, I mean, I'd like to be able to be as versatile as I can. And I think in our offense, you've got to be versatile.
Pads get on and the practices really ramp up starting Friday?
Yeah, I mean, don't take plays off. I mean, that was the biggest thing, is just be ready. I mean, from a professional standpoint, they're going to be on their plays. You know, I already saw a little bit from it at OTAs and minicamp. You know, they're just everybody's on every play. You know, you can't take a play off. Your technique's got to be perfect, and just got to be on your game.
What was that time like away between the end of the June mini camp to when you arrive here in terms of preparing yourself, not just physically but mentally, for the grind that lied ahead?
I mean, it was nice to get a little bit of break, get back home, see some family, just mentally get away from the game a little bit. But then physically getting ready, I was able to go back to Youngstown State and train with my coaching staff there, you know, my strength coach, Coach Cochran, over there. And be able to just, you know, be around some close friends and family and get ready for the season, really.
What happens in the hours behind the scenes? You guys are out here about an hour, hour and a half, you know, during these couple of days. But what's going on when you guys are in the complex, in the facility?
I mean, we're trying to take care of our bodies. We're studying our plays constantly, being a rookie. I mean, I'm trying to learn everything I can, possibly trying to catch up. I'm trying to learn special teams, working on different techniques. I spend most of my time just getting my body right. And just a mental game. It's a lot more mental at this level than it was at the college level.
We'll appreciate it. Thank you.